تقليد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Everyone wants to be a good person. They like good deeds and dislike bad ones, and try to find out which deeds are good and which are bad. In our religion, Islam, the section that deals with the do's and don'ts is called fiqh. In their books of rulings, or tawziya masail, our scholars say it is a religious obligation for everyone to learn the practical laws pertaining to their lives. In other words, they must learn a significant amount of the practical laws, which explain the responsibilities and duties. One can learn the practical laws in one of two ways, concise or extended. The extended method of learning is when one enters the Islamic seminaries and learns the laws thoroughly with their reasons and sources, and ultimately reaches the level of ijtihad. One who learns the practical laws in this way, or can derive the practical laws from their sources, is called a mujtahid. The second method of learning is the concise method, in which one learns only what is necessary for his or her life. As you all know, in the last days of his life, Imam Khomeini was in the hospital. There, his doctors learned an important lesson. He said, "Whatever your opinion may be, I will act accordingly." This is the meaning of taqlid, or following. Marjas follow the doctor's opinions in their field of specialty. In other words, when it comes to health issues, the marjas are the muqallids. Islam primarily wants us to derive the practical laws from their sources, and not to follow what others have understood from these sources. However, when one cannot learn the practical laws in that way, the only other way is to refer to a specialist in that field. Of course, other than ijtihad, a marja must have other qualifications as well. One of these qualifications is being just, meaning he must be in the habit of performing his religious duties and refraining from sins. As a result, in order to perform our religious duties correctly, we must either derive the rulings ourselves or follow someone that is qualified who can do it for us. When following a marja, a common question is that, how can we get hold of the verdict of a marja? The answer is that there are three ways. The first is to hear it from the marja himself. The second is to read it in his book of verdicts, or risala. And the third is to hear it from two or even one reliable person. The next topic is about the different types of rulings. There are five types of rulings. 1. Wajib is a ruling that means that an act must be performed. 2. Haram is a ruling that means an act must be refrained from. 3. Mustahab is a ruling that means an act is recommended to be done. 4. Makruh is a ruling that means an act is recommended not to be done. 5. Mubah is a ruling that means an act is neither recommended nor necessary to be performed or refrained from. The most important religious duty is prayer. Prayer has certain preparations, wajib parts, and rulings that we will cover in